John Piper, what do you believe the number one challenge for pastors will be in the next 10 years?
Same thing it's always been. staying red hot for God, knowing their Bibles, preaching it faithfully. I don't think the main things change. The forms of challenges change, but the main thing of keeping your heart for God and knowing this book well and understanding the lay of the land that changes just like that today. So that would be, you know, if I had messages to pastors, it would be read your Bible and pray a lot and pray earnestly for God to open this word to you and preach it faithfully. And, you know, if you live in the world, if you look at the internet, if you see advertisements, you see what's there. And I mean, I guess some people don't, but I don't work real hard at being relevant, trying to know the latest anything. I don't think I know the latest anything. And because as soon as it's there, it's gone, and I can't stay on top of it because I just think some things are just so eternally relevant. Everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to get sick. Everybody who's married is going to have a horrible experience. And everybody who raises kids is going to suffer like crazy. There are pretty basic things that all human beings all the time walk through. And if you have something to say about these half a dozen real big challenges in life, look at the little things that change. If you had asked me what, you know, little handful of doctrines are going to be on the front burner or something, that would be another question. But I really think I'd just leave it there and encourage you that these kinds of questions always, when I'm sitting out there and they ask, like an Alistair Begg, and he has five quick, wonderful answers, I just feel discouraged. You know, I just feel discouraged. I would have never. So I just think that's the most encouraging thing I can say is that whatever's going to be red hot in the next 10 years will be gone pretty quick, and people will still be the same. The needs will be the same. And don't be stupid. Don't be culturally stupid. Keep your head in the sand. You know, understand there is an internet and there are televisions and there's music in the world and so on. But here's what I thought of the other day. We were hitting the preaching class, and we were talking about Spurgeon and how you do allusions, just off the cuff what you're referring to in your default language. And, of course, Spurgeon, you prick him, he bleeds Bible, right? Well, prick a lot of young pastors today, they bleed movies. And I just asked the guys, he bleeds movies, he bleeds music, he bleeds TV, and you just prick him, he bleeds movies. I said, That sounds hip, it sounds cool, and it's thin, and it won't carry you 30 years probably, and it won't help people die. It won't help them in their marriage crises. There's just so many young pastors that are so eager to grow and so eager to attract a young crowd that they bleed movies and they bleed what, and when those young 20-somethings get married, have problems, get sick, lose their babies, That blood coming out, it's just going to be thin. It's not going to care. It won't sound cool at a funeral. It probably sound weird at a wedding. We've turned so much of Sunday morning into a kind of hip, cool, entertaining talk time in order to feel a certain way. People's souls are going to languish under that. So all that to say, go ahead and just so be saturated here that there are non-old-fashioned sounding ways of handing the Bible, being saturated with the Bible.